Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, truly, we love you. Because, Lord, the love that you have shown unto us, Lord, there are no words, Lord, to express to God our gratitude. But, Lord, you know our hearts. We truly love you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You have opened yet another week for us, Lord. Grace has quickened us, Lord Jesus, from our various homes. And Father, we have responded. And Lord, here we are this morning, O God, because Lord, you have called us. Lord, we come with all thanksgiving for the week that has passed. How, Lord, you kept us, our going out and coming in, Lord. Father, you protected us, O Lord. Even Father, how you fed us, Lord. Oh, both the physical and the spiritual, O God. Lord, we are so thankful to you, God. This morning, as we sit at your feet, O God, Lord, we know as you called us, there's something in store for us, O God. We do, Lord, you have a word for us. So, Lord Jesus, we want to commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands, our children upstairs. And we hear, O God, that the Holy Spirit, the author of the word, O God, will break the word this morning, don't run, Lord Jesus, as we need them. Father, once again, we say thank you for all the Lord you have done for us. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. May you be seated. As our brethren come in. Yeah, we are still on the subject because it's just breaking and breaking further and further. Amen. Yeah, the way of life eternal. But this morning we will look at a subject on Moses. And our topic is when Moses was come to years. When Moses was come to years. So we shall read our scripture from Hebrews 11, verse 24 to 27. Shall we stand to the reading of the word? And God bless you. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming, praise the Lord, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Amen. He had a recompense. See, respect to the recompense of the reward that was waiting for him. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word as we sit at your feet now, Lord. Speak to us, O God, as the Holy Spirit, Lord, will lead, Lord, your servant in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, by faith, when Moses was come to years, now, Moses coming to years would be seen in the natural. Moses coming to years would be seen in the natural, but unto us, we are supposed to digest it in the spiritual. Amen. Moses had come to years, so he could know what? Good from evil. Praise the Lord. And we may see it as the natural, but we are supposed to digest it in the spiritual. You see, in that case, I believe you will all agree, we all will agree that the New Testament believer, to come to years is when you had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so you see that the natural years wouldn't matter here. Praise the Lord. A 12-year-old child can be what? Baptized by the Holy Spirit. We all know Jesus, 12 years, he was already teaching what? The teachers of the word, even in the temple. Amen. So, in the spiritual, your years doesn't count. Praise the Lord. But it's what? It's being baptized by the Holy Spirit. We, the New Testament believer, that shows that you have come to years. Amen. So Moses' exploits in the natural got to be seen or must be in a translation in our spiritual life. Whatever Moses was able to go through and achieve in the natural, must what? The same thing be translated in our lives in the spiritual way. Amen. So you could see that the first thing, when Moses was come to years, he saw things different, positively. Amen. When he was come to years, he saw things different. He was in Pharaoh's palace. Amen. But he saw things different There were some other people also that had been, that were seen to be no, I mean, no, wasn't, they weren't considered as even they were people. Amen. So when he was come to years, he saw things different, positively and spiritually. Amen. So that made him to refuse to be called, I see, he refused the name which could have been the second in power in that great empire of King Pharaoh. He refused that name. Second only to Pharaoh's name as king. Praise the Lord. And so through that, he said, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. This is the place many hesitate. See, many hesitate because the natural mind presumes that to be a Christian, the Christian life goes with what? Afflictions. Amen. You see, your mind will think that bring you to the place that you'll be deprived of joy. You'll be deprived of joy. But that is not the case. Amen. To me, the happiest human species on this earth is the Christian. Amen. But here, when someone sees it that someone has chosen to be with the people of God and it's through afflictions and all those things, sometimes it backs some people off that the Christian life is all what? Yes, there are afflictions. But you know, you see the suffering and you feel the suffering when you are on the outside. Amen. When you are on the outside, you come to understand. When you are on the outside, you see it what? As something, as a Christian, you are deprived of many things. You cannot do this. You cannot. No, sir. Amen. Then you are on the outside. Amen. But when you are on the inside, the affliction will come, but you are conditioned. Amen. The afflictions will come, but you are conditioned against any form of it. No matter how the storms of life will rise and come against you, see, the foundation on which you are standing, you are able to weather that situation. See, just like Jesus was talking about that wise man that built his house upon what? The rock. You see, so when you are in the inside, the affliction will come, but you see, you are conditioned. And I want to show you something here. Please give me the first. It's a very simple slide. You know, pepper maggot. You see, sometimes when you cut open a fresh pepper, you see, on the inside, you see maggots rejoicing and fellowshipping. Amen. Pepe. You know Pepe? Yeah. You see maggots inside, see, rejoicing and what? Fellowshipping. And you, on the outside, you take that same pepper and rub it under your eyes, or your nose, or your ears, or any part of your body. You see, you experience some burning sensations. Praise the Lord. Because you are on the outside, but he is in the inside. He is being conditioned. Amen. He's been conditioned toward the environment, the situation that he is in. He doesn't feel anything. He's there what? Rejoicing. That's the way when a Christian, you come to years, you are in, as baptized by the Holy Ghost. You see, the joy, those outside, they don't understand. that this morning, whilst he is probably preparing to go to the pub to quaff a cold beer, he sees you with your Bible has been running after bus, and I say he doesn't understand it because he's on the outside. See, but when you are in the inside, you are conditioned. So when the Christian, you come to years, see, when trials will come on, all these things will come. But you see, the way how you handle it, it shows whether you are on the inside or you are on the outside. Praise the Lord. We are conditioned against, just like the word, the pepper maggot is conditioned against any burning sensation. He's there rejoicing. Amen. The same thing as we heard even last week about the three Hebrew believers. You see, the three Hebrew believers. Give me that one. When they were what? We all know the story. Burning is a furnace that had been what? Heated seven times. See, when they were inside, who was with them? Christ was with them. But those outside, even those who, according to those who were leading them to the burning furnace, they couldn't contain the heat, they died. So those outside will look at it and say, what? How? My brother, my sister, when you are inside, when affliction comes, it's not you alone. Christ is with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is with us, my brother, my sister. So whatever challenges and trials that will come our way, my brother, my sister, just as you are, you believe that you are on the inside. Oh, just like what? The three Hebrew believers. Amen. Christ in their midst. We could see that fire, real fire burning. But, well, I believe the condition in there was that just like what? Being under what? Air conditioner. Yeah, something like that. They were feeling it real cool. Amen. So, as believers, we had to come to years. When we come to years, yes, everything we know that it is in the hands of God. Amen. It said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. That's another thing. When you come to years, see, you see things different. Amen. How was Moses able to esteem? How was he able to esteem the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt? It was by revelation. Amen. He saw the reward. You see, he saw the reward that goes with it. Praise the Lord. That scripture, I like it so much. I've been always quoting it. Jesus saw something. He saw the joy. You see, which kind of joy? The joy that we were lost, but now he saw us that we have been found. Amen. And come back to where our estate, where we belonged from before the foundation of the world. And that fellowship, you see, he had to go through that death to open that door for us to come. So that fellowship, he saw it. That, oh, when I do it one day, it will bring my own children back to me. Amen. As a father will do everything to bring back his son. Amen. So, it's by revelation. He saw the reward. That's what he's saying. He saw it. That's why he gave respect unto the recompense of the reward. He saw the reward. That's something that my brother, my sister, When you come to years, see, faith is a revelation. So your faith upon the word of God always what brings revelation unto you. Something that, you see, when we talk about revelation, it's not something so big, that it takes moving mountains before. But my brother, just faith, as even Jesus said, a little faith, as what? As a grain of a mustard seed, praise the Lord, can move mountains. Amen. So your faith will always lead you to on the path of righteousness to do the right thing. When you are going wrong, faith, you see, someone, the still small voice will come, speak something to you. That's why we must all strive to come to years. Amen. Like the farmer, you see, a farmer is a type of someone who had come to years, a true farmer. Why will a farmer, see, Brother Lee has taught us a lot about this planting and farming and all those of things, you see. Why would a farmer sweat it out, sometimes under very harsh weather, to root out storms and plow and sow? You see, the farmer does not give up. So when, as a Christian, you've come to years, no matter the challenges, you don't give up. You keep on, praise the Lord. And afflictions will come, yes. But you are on the inside. You are conditioned to it. Praise the Lord. And you are not alone. You are not alone on the helm. Praise God. There's someone behind you, directing you and showing you the way. Amen. So the farmer, why he has to go through that? That is the suffering we are talking about. You see, that's the suffering. But do you think the farmer considers that as a suffering? Suffering. But you standing outside, you see this man in the rains and under the sunshine and doing all sweating and all those things. Say, why this man even is suffering his soul like that? He doesn't see it as a suffering. Because of what? Because he sees the harvest. Amen. Because he has respect to the recompense of the reward of what he is going through. What he has to do toward to reach that place. Because the farmer, see, had faith. Faith in God's word, God's seed. That this seed, if I put it in a fertile, prepared fertile ground, one seed can yield 60 folds and 100 folds. See, that's the revelation he has. Praise the Lord. That's the revelation. The faith he had in that God seed. The faith that you have in God's word. Amen. See, so that's it, like the farmer. The farmer is someone who is really what? Come to years. A type of someone that is come to years. You see, my brother, and so that revelation that the farmer had, he sees the harvest. You see, that's the key of it. That's the key. You got to know why you are here, why you are a Christian. To know that there is a goal. Oh, that's why Paul, always that is Romans 8:18, that he said, for I reckon that the suffering of these times, you see, it's not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be what? That will be revealed in us. See? Brethren, let's strive on. The trials will come, the afflictions will come, But let's move on. He is with us. He's in the boat. Praise God. So by faith, Moses, very quote had been read here several times by all the ministers here. By faith, Moses said, Moses had to make a choice, choosing by faith. Amen. He said, how many young men would have jumped to the opportunity to become the son of Pharaoh's daughter? How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity that Moses had to enjoy all the pleasures and the glamour of the world? My. To become the king of Egypt. To have the whole world at his feet. My. And the young men say, guy, this guy, there is something wrong with him. He's not on the outside. He's in the inside and he knows. He has what? Respect to the what? To the recompense of the reward. Amen. He knew that what? Moses knew that all those fashioned of the city of Ramesses. The city of Ramesses, that's Pharaoh's city. The fashion and all those things, just like today, praise the Lord. He saw beyond those things that this kind of city had no continuation. Amen. So he looked for a city. He looked for another city. Praise the Lord. That whose builder and maker is God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, he could see that the city of Ramses, with all these worldly things, fashions, and celebrities, and Hollywood, and all those other things, will not last. It can't, because the word says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So if you have the word, how are you going to pass away? Amen. So the prophet said, he looked beyond the glamour of this world. He looked beyond the pleasure of sin. And the Bible said that he endured as seeing him who was invincible. By faith, he made a choice to serve God, regardless of what took place. Amen. So, brethren, we have just, our time is already up. I wanted you to let us to look at someone like Isaiah. It's in all things. The prophet said something you remember when we started with this our subject about the way of life eternal. He said, there's no need telling the people a way or what the way is unless you tell them how to get into it. Amen. How to get into it. So I have only two, this thing here about Nicodemus and then Paul. What did they do? They had, to say, going beyond your camp. See, how to get into it is that for you to go beyond your camp, the camp that you are living in. Amen. Nicodemus had to go beyond the camp of the scribes and the Pharisees, to go to Jesus, to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The new birth. He did that. And we all know also Paul. He also had to what, leave his small camp. The small camp that he thought it was a very big camp. Paul, Saul, because that was his name. Saul thought he was in a very big camp, and he could, you see, he rested on self-righteousness and that of the traditions of the elders. So he could see that in his camp, he could see that I'm the one that's circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and the Hebrew of Hebrews as touching the law, a Pharisee, see. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. thought he was doing right. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. That was how he taught that. But when he had come to years, amen. When he had come to years, what did he say? He said, when I was a child, I spake like a child. You see, I understood like a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You see, my brother, let's put away. See, every weight that easily besets us. Amen. He has to put away all those childish things. And then what next? To press on. Amen. He had a goal before him. To press on. Amen. Towards that mark. All what he needed is the excellency in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Brethren, yes, let's come to years. And I believe everyone here, we've come to years. But we need to always, what, once in a while, remind ourselves that afflictions will come, trials will come. You are not alone. Amen. The Lord is with you. You are already conditioned. Amen. So it's only a matter of what? Looking unto him. And say, Lord, in your hands, I commend this. And move on, my brother, my sister. So God richly bless you this morning. Shall we stand and commit to this service into the hands of the Lord? Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. The Lord, this morning, you quickened us. We felt the quickening power in us, O Lord. For this, Lord, we abandoned everything to run to no other place but to your house, O God. And Father, as we have come, Lord, you called us. We know that, Lord, there is something really powerfully good for us this morning. Your word, Lord Jesus, for this cause, O God, before even the word will come, we want to worship you. We want to lift up your name. We want to give you the praise and honor and glory because you deserve it, Lord. So, Father, accept our worship and praises this morning as we commit, Lord, our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. As they lead the congregation, Father, we want to lift up our hearts, Lord, all in singing, O God, to thy praise, Lord. To create, to bring us to the place that, oh God, when the word that you have for us today will come, oh Lord, we will already be thirsty and hungering for it, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, we want to commit your servant also into your hands. The Lord, as he is still waiting on you, you know the needs of your people, oh God. Father, speak this morning. The Lord, it will touch every heart, every need of your people, oh God. That's our earnest expectation this morning. So bless your servant, Lord, and be his mouthpiece this morning. As we commit all now into your hands, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you.
King wise, the Supreme.